Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. We are having a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous summer. I pray everyone is keeping cool, keeping hydrated, and really spending some quality time with the people or person in your life. I am Dynamic Daphne. I am your host of the A New Day Show, and I am so excited about what is about to happen today. Today, we, all of you who are listening, you are the guests today. And seeing that this show is to empower, educate, and inspire entrepreneurs and small business people, we want to hear what your thoughts are on the topic. Do you think new entrepreneurs, small business people, you know, the ones who are not really seeing headway yet in their business, do you think it is important for them to take vacation time? So, I want to hear from you. I want to encourage you to call in 646-915-8166. I want to hear from you. So each and every one of you, you are the guest today. So let your voice be heard. Let your opinions be known. And let us get this discussion very energetic and excited. So before we do that, again, I want to share with you from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, one of the books that I am a co-author in. And I want to share for you the entries of July 17, 18, and 19, and possibly 20. I'm going to share all of those with you today. 17 start with, it's from Kathy Scheisner. And Kathy is thankful for, is grateful for, "I love you, Dad. My father has a special place in my heart. Although he is no longer here, I am deeply grateful to him for being the man that he was. Like many men of his generation, he did not express his feelings easily. So it took me a long time to see truth of his love for me. He expressed his love in hard work to provide for his family and by setting firm rules to keep us safe. Through his demands for excellence in everything we did, and through his steadfast honesty and his faith. As a teenager, I did not understand this form of love. I couldn't wait to leave home and begin my own life, free of his rules and demands. It was years before I finally understood how much he really loved me and how much I loved him. Two, unfortunately, I learned all that before he left this earth. The final years of his life were very special to me because of the time it was I was able to spend with him in love and gratitude for him and for everything he helped me to be. Thank you, Dad. I love you. July 18th. Shine. Each of us has our time and space to shine. And we do. In big ways or small, we touch and transform every life around us, often in ways we cannot begin to imagine. Every one of us matters. Everyone makes a difference. When we are gone, we leave behind a unique shape hole, one that no one else can fill in quite the same way. I am grateful for every single empty hole I feel, because it means I had someone wonderful, someone special in my life. Our life is less of a gift to us than it is a gift to others. To those who have shared this gift with me, thank you. Thank you for being there, for being a part of everything. Thank you for creating memories with me, memories I can pull out whenever I choose. Thank you for laughing with me, for laughing at me, for letting me know that life really does not have to be too serious. For all the hands you have held, lessons you have shared, and friends who will miss you, we shine for you too. To all those who have shone for me, you are in my heart, shining still. And this is for Janine De La Joria. July the 19th, parting gifts. My father had a seizure 2 weeks before Christmas 8 years ago. On Christmas Eve, he came home from the hospital in an ambulance for what would be his last Christmas. That year, the holiday celebration consisted of quickly opening a few gifts on Christmas morning so that then 10-year-old daughter would have some sense of normalcy. Since there had been nothing normal in our lives since the seizure happened, After opening the gifts, I quickly resume the role of caretaker. The hospice workers arrived for their daily visits, and the round-the-clock care resumed. Time slowed. The stress of my career went out of the window. Worries about money left my mind, and all the other insignificant troubles that preyed on us daily were non-existent. Being there for him was all that mattered. He died a few days later. Although I was sad, our time together was over. I was grateful to him for allowing me to actually practice patience, to understand true priorities, and to deeply care for and love another. As I stood next to him, as he took his last breath, I received his final parting gift, the ability to recognize peace. This came from Diane Atkins. July 20th. The rewards of gratitude and demand. Practicing gratitude and demand gave me the opportunity to discover and become aware of all the godly gifts available to me, which I took for granted most of my life. Unconditional love, wisdom, free will, favor, oxygen, and intuition are the ones most valuable to me today. Being grateful on demand for these gifts has brought me immense rewards in health, relationships, business, and overall prosperity. From the moment I wake up every morning, I am grateful to God for giving me such gifts, which empower and propel me with strength and courage to face whatever challenge comes my way, regardless of the outcome. Somehow, all these rewards show up sooner or later. No doubt, these gifts are our greatest weapons to figure the enemy. Experiencing amazing wisdom and favor during the last 15 years has led me to conclude that rewards accumulated from the practice of gratitude on demand can never be compared or surpassed by any material or financial rewards. It is profitable and fulfilling to practice gratitude on demand. May I encourage you to put it to the test. Thank you, Cecilia Matthews, for that great insight. Now, if you are just joining us, I want to remind you to get involved. Let me hear from you. We want to talk today about vacation, time off for entrepreneurs and small business people. So get on the phone, call in now. Are you a stressed out, overworked entrepreneur or small business person? Why is this so? Why are you not willing to take time off and to invest in you? Let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. So come on, dial in.
Superfastlinkbuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At superfastlinkbuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. Superfastlinkbuilding.com.
All right. So let the dialogue begin. Call in 646-915-8166. And today we want to have conversation about entrepreneurs and small business people. The ones that just started, you know, we're not seeing our way financially yet, and we just are reluctant in taking vacation. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that it is important to do? I want to hear from you. 646-915-8166. I can talk for me, and I have a confession I want to make and say here on the year. I know over the years, you know, earlier on, not so much now, but earlier on in starting up a business and everything, I normally would not set time aside to go on vacation. I go to conferences, and I always categorize that as my vacation time. And here is what it would entail. I would go in a day before the conference, and I would stay 2 days after the conference. And that is what I would consider to be my vacation time. However, as the years grew by, I understand that I was doing myself an injustice by not taking quality time to invest in myself, to relax, to rejuvenate, and to recuperate. Because what I have found out for myself, to be a successful entrepreneur or business person, I need to be experiencing optimum health, optimum well-being. And when we go 365 days a year, we are depriving ourselves from optimum health. We are depleting all the energy, and we are not giving time to revitalize that which needs to be. So each and every one of us, of course, we are unique people. However, we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our clients and customers and network to reinvest in ourselves. It could be a long weekend when you just go away, you turn the cell phone off, you turn the computer off, you log out of all the social media, and you spend some quality time with you. Or hopefully you have someone, a significant other in your life, that you can spend that quality time with. You know, get pampered. I mean, you go, you get massage, you get some herbal wrap, you sit in the spa. Don't be doing stuff that you need to be cooking for yourself. You know, you have somebody cook for you, or you go out and you enjoy some nice, delicious, healthy meal at a restaurant, something that you would not normally do at home. But in order to be your best in business, it is important to take vacation time. And, you know, my goal is to continue working and building my business where I only work from Monday to Thursday, from my mouth to God's ears. I want to build my business where I work from Monday to Thursday, and if there's an emergency, to Friday at noontime. And then I'm able to go somewhere amazing where I can look about my spiritual health, my physical health, my emotional well-being, and rejuvenate again to give my best to my clients come Monday again through Thursday. Each and every one of us needs to prioritize in that area of our lives. I know as a small business owner and new entrepreneurs, a lot of times we are saying, oh, well, we don't have the money for the airfare, for the hotel, and for the this, the that, the other. And the excuses. Let me tell you something. If we plan and we put a little something aside every day, we can afford to go on the vacation that we deserve. Because nobody needs to be working 365 days a year. We are doing ourselves an injustice, not only to our business, our client, but to us. And the other people in our family or in our network or in our lives, when we do not look about ourselves, we are doing an injustice to them, because the service or services or products that we give to them would not be of a high quality because we don't have the energy to focus. Our thinking process is off mark, and we really don't know what we are giving, because it's like we have our hands in our hair and it's like we are ripping our hair out because we are stressed, we are angry, we are lack of energy, and we are under a lot of pressure. So remember, it is important to give to yourself. Find something that works for you and put that into practice. You know, I love retreats. Not only do I love to give them, but I love to attend them. And even sometimes when I go on a vacation, the first thing I would ask the concierge desk is there a retreat center in the area? And sometimes you can go there just for one day retreats. I know people out in Arizona and some places in Chicago, they have a lot of those places out there where you can still go in there and enjoy it for a day. I tell you, once I went to a workshop out in Arizona. It was at the Camelback Inn. And I tell you, it was my first time there. Oh, but what a treat that was. What a treat that was for me. I tell you, that is a location where people from all around the world come for business conferences and workshops and events. And it was an eye-opener to see how these people from Europe They come and they bring their entire family, and while they're in their business sessions, the families are enjoying the property. The children, there's activities for the children and for the spouses as well. Another vacation that offered that for me, and I love cruises because there is so much to do on a cruise. I always say, I wake up, I get dressed, I eat, I go back in my cabin, I change, I go back out, I walk around, I take pictures, I meet people, I relax, I go to the pool, I go to the sauna, I go to the spa, I go back, I dress, I eat, and it is so much fun and so much relaxation for me. I don't have to make my bed. I don't have to cook. I just do all the things that keep me relaxed and keep me healthy. And I tell you, if you're listening and you have never gone on a cruise, let me tell you something. You want to book one and go on it. It's the best vacation ever. If you're a dancer, you can be dancing from 8 a.m. back through 8 a.m. again. Because there is so much activity on the ship for you to enjoy. And, you know, based on my experiences with cruises, you get a lot for your money. You get a lot because there's so much food, there's so much activities that you can be a part of without paying extras for that. And you feel as if you're having a vacation just like the millionaires have. Because you look on the meals, they are delicious, gourmet, attractive meals. You know, you don't have to say, oh, well, I'm going to go to McDonald's or I'm going to somewhere else to buy a bucket of something and take it to the room to eat. You dress up and you go to the formal dinners, delicious lunches, delicious breakfasts. You choose what it is you want to have. And there's a big spread. So let me tell you, each and every entrepreneur and small business owner deserve a vacation. And I recommend, if you have more than two people in your family, you take a cruise, especially if you have children. You go on a cruise because you and your spouse will have quality time and there will be activities for the children as well. And you know that you don't have to be worried about their safety when you are out doing other like side scenes and things like that. Because what I have observed, the cruise ships have lots and lots of activities for your children. So they're having as much or sometimes even more fun than you. I know I took my nephews on the cruise, and once the child care section picked them up, I did not have to go check in with them the entire day. And they came back home and dressed in time for us to go to the big formal dinner. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're sitting down and say you can't afford it, that is not true. You just need to jump on your computer and search the internet. And you can afford to do. Because if you are in business and you're working 24/7, you are not doing justice to you and to your business. So listen, let me hear from you. What are your thoughts? Have you been taking vacation as an entrepreneur? Or you think, no, you can't leave because if you leave, everything is going to be upside down. I had mentioned earlier on that in order to experience success in your business, we need to be experiencing optimum health. You know, the other day I was speaking with a colleague of mine out in Ohio, and she mentioned to me, she says, you know, I am so proud of you about the way that you are taking care of your health and what you eat and all of that. And I said to her, you know, it is very important. And I said, I admire you, how you keep securing the contracts and getting the speaking engagements and keep changing lives around the world. And I said, in order for you to keep doing that, you need to concentrate on your health. So I said, let's make a deal. I'll pray for you in that area that you take control of your health. And you'll pray for me about being more assertive in securing more contracts. And we both smiled and we chuckled on that, because there's none of us in this life that is perfect. And all of us need each other in one way or another. There is one book that is on the New York bestseller list that I have found some valuable information in that I incorporate in my daily life. It is called 8 Weeks to Optimum Health, a proven program for taking all advantage of your body's natural healing power. And I'm going to read some of the contents in this book so you can see whether or not it would add value to your life and possibly invest in it. The first chapter deals with the capacity to change. And yes, taking the vacation is definitely going to take some changing on your part. People can change is the first heading. An overview of health and healing. A healing story defining a prognosis. The whole picture. The healing story, the spiritual root of health. The healing story, better breathing. Why 8 weeks? The second chapter deals with the 8-week program. Week one deals with healing story, the value of supplements. Week two, healing story, seeing better with carrots. Week three, the healing story, effects of breathing exercises. Week four, the healing story, giving the liver a chance. Week five, healing story, the power of ginger. Now you all know why every day I drink ginger in my juice. Week six, the healing story of testimonials to Ashwanaga. Week seven, the healing story, the power of intimacy. Week eight, the healing story, a couple follows the program. A healing story, mind over back pain. Healing story, report from Michigan. Healing story, KG's adventure. Week nine and beyond. Healing story, selected elements of the program. Healing story, report from Lady Barber. Healing story, a patient with multiple sclerosis. Healing story, peroneural nephritis. The customized plan for those over age 50, those over age 70, and those under age 24. There's a plan for women, for men, for those who are pregnant or considering becoming pregnant. That's not me. And for parents of young children, for those living in big cities, for those who travel frequently, for those who are overweight, for those at risk for cardiovascular disease, for those at risk for cancer. So this book I purchased a couple of years ago, and it's only $14. And trust me, it is worth it. If you are in Canada, it will cost you $19. But, you know, it is so important for us to take care of our health. So I want to read the part for you about people change from this book. While I wait for you to call in and give me your thoughts and what you think about vacation. And I'm reading here now because one of the things that I get into the habit of doing too, especially when I'm on vacation, is to take some time to read something new that I have never read before and do something that I have never done before, you know. I love horseback riding, and I enjoy doing that when I go to the Bahamas. I enjoy riding in the ocean. And I have not yet gone skydiving, but I want to do that. You know, I definitely want to do that. When I'm in Jamaica, I climb Duns River Falls. I go to Negril in the ocean. But I want to dare to do something else that I haven't done yet. And on my list of things to do is to skydive. So I will let you know about the result of that. People can change, the author says. And the author is Andrew Wild, MD. He's also the author of Spontaneous Healing. So, you know, for us entrepreneurs to begin to take vacation and do all the things to believe in optimum health, It is going to take a healing on our part. It is going to take a healing on our part. You have in your hand a tool for changing your life. An 8-week program for improving health and gaining access to the power of spontaneous healing in your body. I will guide you through this program step by step, explaining the changes I will ask you to make in how you eat, how you exercise, how you breathe, and how you use your mind. I will recommend vitamins, minerals, and herbs you can use to protect your body's healing system, and I will give you ideas about how you can change long-standing patterns of behavior that impair optimal health. Maybe you have picked up this book because you want to have more energy. Maybe you want to lose some weight. Maybe you worry about getting older and developing diseases and disable your parents. Perhaps you travel frequently and find it hard to maintain a healthy lifestyle on the road. Or perhaps you have a chronic illness, minor or major, and want to be less dependent on pharmaceutical drugs. Regardless of the specific nature of your need or concern, The information I have assembled in these pages will help you draw your body's own resource for natural healing. 8 weeks program consists of small steps that build on each other until by the time you complete it, you have laid the foundation for healthy living. You can then decide how much of the program you want to maintain on a permanent basis. I assume that you want to make changes in your life. Otherwise, you wouldn't be reading this book. I see my job as pointing you in the right direction. I have no doubt that you can change, because I know from my own experience that people can do so if they really want to. In moving files frequently, I came across a yellowish clip from the New York Times of in August 12, 1971, with the headline, "Meat Eating 230 Pound, Doctor is Now 175 Pound Vegetarian." The article was the featured story in the food, fashion, family furnishings section of that day's paper, and carried the byline of Raymond A. Sokoval, then a Times food writer. It concerns a 29-year-old physician in rural Virginia who gave up animal products except for dairy products with a resilient increase in energy, well-being, and overall health. There is a photograph of the doctor in his kitchen preparing fresh corn. He has a full black beard, is wearing blue jeans and a work shirt, and looks content. Next to the picture is his recipe for a rich corn soup containing milk and butter. And another recipe for a barley and vegetable casserole that calls for 1/4 cup of peanut oil. According to the article, the doctor's interest in consciousness led him to experiment with yoga and meditation. And since yoga calls for vegetarian diet, he gave up meat in order to really do it right. He has been vegetarian ever since. To the amazement of his friends, who remember him as a vigorous meat eater and a fat person while at Harvard, in 1 year on his new diet, he was reduced from 230 pounds to 175 pounds. His recurring colds and allergies have vanished. My beard is no longer black, and I have not been able to maintain any weight at 175 pounds. I am still mostly vegetarian. I have eaten fish for the past 10 years, though now and then I'd make rich soup with milk and butter. Use oils in such quantities or ever cooked with peanut oil. I think I am wiser with age and in general feel much happier now than I did when I was 29. What was a watershed year for me. I had quit a frustrating job with the National Institute of Mental Health in July of 1970, dropped out of professional medicine to write my first book, and made a great many changes in my way of living besides giving up meat. For the first time ever, I lived alone in a natural setting, well away from a city. I had no office to go to, no obligations to meet. I began each morning with sitting meditation for as long as I could tolerate, which was not much in those days. I took long walks in the woods, practiced yoga posture in the afternoons, wrote and read on a variety of subjects that interests me, from Native American shamanism to mushrooms and other wild foods. By August 1971, I was nearing another transition. The New York Times article noted, Dr. Weil will be traveling to the Amazon jungle this fall for an extended visit to some primitive tribes on a fellowship from the Institute of Current World Affairs and New York Foundation. I held that fellowship from 1971 to 1975 and have written elsewhere about those travels. In my recent book, Spontaneous Healing, I describe seeking out a shaman in Colombia during that period and explained that my studies of ethnobotany and medicine at Harvard made me want to see the rainforest, meet native healers, and try to understand the source of healing. Mostly, I wanted to learn how to help people get well and stay well without using so many of the invasive and suppressive methods of conventional medicine. And I thought the knowledge I needed was to be found in the remote mountain and jungles, far from classrooms and clinics. My plan was to go to South Mexico to learn Spanish, then to make my way down to Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and live in with Indians and learn their ways with plants and healing. I knew this journey would be demanding, and when I first settled on the idea, I was in no way prepared, either physically, mentally, to undertake such an adventure. I had grown up in a row house in Philadelphia with little opportunity to spend time in nature, let alone in wilderness. On leaving Philadelphia, I attended college and medical school in Boston, then completed medical internship in San Francisco, more urban, indoor experience. I was not very comfortable out of doors. Being nervous about insects and wary of the sun, since I had fair skin that never tanned, only burned, I accepted this as an inherited trait that could never disappear. Although I was able to concentrate enough to handle schoolwork easily, I was restless very susceptible to boredom, and I craved distraction. I was largely sedentary, hating exercise, and since I also like to eat, I was overweight. My diet was free form and thoughtless. I ate anything, everything, in large quantities, including very high fat foods. I was frequently consumed of alcohol and Coca-Cola. Though I had no significant health problems, I knew from the way I huffed and puffed climbing stairs that I was not in good cardiovascular condition. I suggested from intense suffered from intense pollen allergies, mostly in the summer, and also had allergy reaction to a number of medications and some foods. Sometimes I would get hives for no apparent reason. On occasions, I got bad migraines. So, it was clear that I was going to have to change in order to get out of myself for unknown lands and people in the Andes and the Amazon basin. Many of my friends could not imagine my doing any such thing, but I was determined to do so because I believe it was the only way for me to become a true physician, one who would work with the healing power of nature. When I think back on all the changes I made in the year before I left the United States, I do not remember there being hard. Even though I had to give up lifelong habits and adopt new ways of being, my memories of that year are much fun and discover along with a gratifying sense of accomplishment. When I look at before and after pictures of myself, I am amazed at the difference. Not only did I lose weight and grow a beard, I became aware of my strengths and flexibility, got much more comfortable with myself and nature, and even miraculously was able to stay out of the sun and tan for the first time in my life. My allergies and headaches disappear. By the time I got to southern Mexico, I was feeling better than I ever had in my life, full of energy, ready to plunge into unknown waters. My later friend and mentor, Norman Zigberg, a Harvard psychoanalyst, used to keep that photo of me from the New York Times, and a more recent photo to refute those who complained to him that people could not change and changing permanently. His profession was about helping patients give up dysfunctional patterns of thought and behavior. Not an easy job. As a physician and health counselor today, I find myself in the same position. Patients come to me with stories of woe, and instead of giving them magical cures, I tell them they must change their diet, their habits of exercise, their ways of handling stress, their breathing. And fortunately, the patients who come to me are self-selected. They share my philosophy of health and healing and are highly motivated to take responsibility for their well-being. They are looking for advice about what to do, and when they get it, they will act on it. Unfortunately, most doctors deal with patients who are not so motivated and are interested in looking for a quick fix, who would rather take a prescribed drug that changed their behavior. But I know from my experience as a physician that many of the common complaints that people have these days respond much better to simple adjustments of lifestyle than in taking medicine. You can certainly medicate yourself regularly with painkillers if you are prone to headaches. Or with antihistamines if you have allergies, antiinflammatories if you have arthritis, or sedative if you can't sleep. But how much better it would be to solve those problems by modifying diet patterns and activity and rest by using natural remedies. The 8-week program presented in this book gives you all the information you need to do that and more. Above all, it will enhance and protect your body's own healing system, which is your best defense against illness. The stress of modern life and the assaults of toxic environment. I do not mean to minimize the difficulty of change. Inerita is resistant to motion, action, or change. Just a physical body at rest tend to remain at rest, whereas those in motion tend to remain in motion. In straight lines, unless acted upon by external forces. So, do human bodies resist change? In Eritrea, is a general characteristic of things, both living and non-moving. If you have ever tried to work on a block of cold mud clays or a lump of unkneaded bread dough, you know the persistence and effort required to make them flowing and supple. In these cases, the external forces comes from skilled hands, experience that work in clay and dough, overcoming their interior. If you are just joining, I want you to call in. We are talking about vacation. We want to hear from you. As an entrepreneur, are you taking vacation? Are you comfortable doing so? If not, why? Let's hear from you. And right now, I am sharing from the book, I'm sharing from 8 weeks to optimum health. And I'm sharing this section that talks about people do change. And I'm sharing this because what we are talking about today is going to require some change on your part. So I want to encourage you to call. I am going to play this song. Because I know for me, when I started these new lifestyles with my eating and all of that, and, you know, doing the exercise and everything like that, I just, you know, I need encouragement and the support. I am a single woman. I live alone. I have my cats and all of that. But I have to find a means of pumping myself up. And this is why I am so assertive about my spiritual health and well-being, because when you live alone, you really don't have anybody to say, oh, Daphne, come on, you got to get up, you got to go do this, you got to go do that. So my spirituality is very, very important to me. And, you know, I do so through my music, through my tapes and all of that. And, you know, I go to walk and I have to pump myself up in getting what I need done. So in talking about people can change. So don't talk about, you know, I've been in business for X amount of time and I have never taken a vacation. Remember, you can start now. There got to be a first time that you start. And, you know, pray for guidance. Pray for help and what it is you need to do. How to free yourself so you can go away and spend some quality time. Trust me, I know if you close the doors for a week with advance notice to your clients, they are going to be applauding you because they know that you are going to invest in you to come back rejuvenated to them. So let me continue sharing from this book, People Can Change. People can change. All right. So, many people want to remake their lives but cannot imagine doing so without outside help. If only some skilled hands could apply the necessary force to get them going, they could do it. But on their own, they remain in habitual ruts. The answer to this common problem is motivation. The very word derives from the Latin form of the verb to move. If you are motivated to seek better health, all that you need to achieve is to it's practical information. The 8-week program is complete and sufficient for you to reach your goal. If you are motivated to read this book and begin the program, you need no other outside help. Let me share with you some observations about the power of motivation. To break even the most stubborn unhealthy habits, drug addiction over the years, I have worked with many people who struggled with addictive behavior, smokers, drinkers, compulsive users of cocaine, heroin, coffee, chocolate, as well as compulsive eaters, gamblers, shoppers. I have learned that any addiction can be broken if people are motivated to do so. Even addiction to substance like heroin, a hard drug, drops away easily when users get sufficient motivation to stop. The trouble, of course, is that therapists and programs cannot put motivation into addicts. And many addicts who check themselves into programs or go into therapies do not really want to stop, no matter what they say. Tobacco addiction is the most common cause of preventable serious illness in our society. As a physician, I am often in the position of trying to convince smokers that they must attempt to break their addiction. As a longtime researcher of drugs and drug abuse, I know that cigarettes are the most addictive substance in the world. Nonetheless, I have known many people to quite successfully and permanently How do they do it? Many ex-smokers made one or more unsuccessful attempts to quit before they finally did it for good. Some describe intense physical and psychological distress during their early attempts, but report that when they finally kicked the habit, there was no struggle. One man told me he woke up one day and reached for his first cigarette of the morning and suddenly saw his stained fingers and the dirty ashtray as if for the first time. In that moment, he realized he had had enough. He quit without difficulty and has never smoked since. Once I had that realization, it was easy. He remembers. I knew I could never smoke again. What do these stories tell us about the possibility of changing behavior? My interpretation of them is that motivation is the key. When it reaches the critical point, breaking even the hardest of drug addictions can be easy. How motivation develops to that point is not simple or obvious. Research into cigarette addiction indicates that making an attempt to quit is the best predictor of eventual success, even if the attempt itself is not successful. For this reason, I always ask smokers who come to see me whether they have ever made an attempt to quit, and always urge them to set a date when they will make one. Attempting to quit is commitment to changing behavior, a measurement of motivation, and whether you succeed or fail is less important than making the attempt. Even if you assume, even if you resume smoking in a week, you lose no credit for the effort. In fact, the effort adds to a reservoir of motivation that one day will be full enough to initiate the sudden change that enables people to drop habits . We have a caller, and we are going to have the caller go live in a minute. Habits without struggling. Such is the power of motivation, but it must come from within. Good morning, caller. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling from New York, and I think you had a conversation about entrepreneurs that are afraid to take a little vacation.
Yes, that's what we want to talk about this morning. And in the meantime, I was waiting on some callers, so I was sharing 8 steps to optimum health. And I decided I was sharing about people can change, because I know some of the excuses that I'm hearing from entrepreneurs that, I've been in business so long and I've never taken a vacation. I can't start now. So I'm taking it you're an entrepreneur yourself or business owner?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what's your thought on that?
Well, I think vacations are, I think, come in two categories. One, that you must take a vacation, or two, you should take a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I mean is we as entrepreneurs get so busy
mm-hmm.
that we never take a moment out for ourselves. We give
mm-hmm.
ourselves totally to this business that we're growing and
mm-hmm.
creating,
mm-hmm.
and that's so wonderfully good. But
mm-hmm.
you still have to map out a little corner of time for yourself to regroup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Regrouping is an essential part of the success of your company, and sometimes a little hour or two or 1 or 2 days away brings you back refined, refreshed, with perhaps a decision that you made prior to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different decision when you come back and look at the same conditions.
That's right. I totally agree with you, you know, because at the top of the hour, I was speaking about being on a cruise. To me, cruises are one of the best vacation anybody could ever go on. And
absolutely.
If you're an entrepreneur or a small business people, I encourage you to take a cruise, because here's what happens. If you have family members, you can take everyone on that cruise. You and your spouse can have quality time, and the other family members, especially if you have children, there are activities and programs that is set up for them. And for the prices that you pay for a cruise, for the vacation that you get for it, you as an entrepreneur, whether you're a struggling one or not, you're having the vacation that millionaires have.
Absolutely. But, you know, another thought when you just mentioned that, as I'm not sure if your audience knows that we are familiar with trying to do some things together, we were planning to set up a cruise for next year, but
mm-hmm.
it was a networking cruise. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
a little networking cruise takes you away from your business, but it adds a little something to the business in a relaxed environment.
It adds a lot, because you get to talk to other people.
Right.
And see what they have. Because what I find out when I go to conferences, at the top of the hour, I was talking about how years gone by, my vacation consisted of the day before the conference and 2 days after the conference. You know, but I have grown and I have learned.
Mm.
And I find out that how important the investment is, because you go and you meet other people and
right.
talk about what it's been like for them. And that same thing that you have been banging your head against the wall
right,
for
right.
the past 9 months, the answer
right.
just presents itself to you
right.
at breakfast talking to somebody new.
Right, right. Well, you know, Daphne, I think, Dr. Daphne, I think our collaboration to set up this network cruise for next year would be wonderful for entrepreneurs, because, going on a cruise with a family is wonderful, but you're still tight because you're still thinking about the business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you're still
mm-hmm.
thinking about the business, and you're trying to relax with the family, and the kids are over there jumping in the pool, and you got to watch. So they're still on watch. But our little idea about a network cruise will give the audience a chance to network, dress up, be pretty. A lot of times in our business, we don't get a chance to dress up.
And
we
that's
don't get
vital.
A chance, right, we don't get a chance to dress down. So we in a little business cruise or a little network cruise, you can dress up, you can dress down, you can do a little networking, and it's business write-off. Part of this
mm-hmm.
write-off is your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you have to have that little corner to relax.
Mm-hmm. I want to add something, though, because I want to point out to you that
mm-hmm.
the cruises nowadays, no longer does the parents have to be watching the kids in the pool.
Oh, okay,
they have,
great.
They have programs that are set up, and after breakfast, and sometimes even before breakfast, that the part that deals with the child care, they come and they pick your children up. Mm-hmm. And you don't see your child again until it's time to dress for you all to go to the dinner in the dining room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they have their own activities. While
right.
you are doing your business things on the boat, or you are doing the adult things where you go to the spa, you do this, you do
right.
that.
Right.
And
right.
it makes it so convenient for entrepreneur, because you're right.
Mm-hmm.
We take a little time and we go and we're thinking about what's happening at home with the family. But that is such a secured, relaxed environment for the entire family to
right.
be there, and you don't have to worry about their security.
Right, true, absolutely true. And with the networking, you know, you meet other people that it's not a challenging condition. You don't have to run out and make contact. It's just a nice environment to be in something different. So hopefully, Dr. Daphne, we can collaborate on that and have something set up for next August where
yes,
people
will
contact,
we'll,
that'd be great.
We'll need to talk about that and get the information out so people can have, you know, certain
exactly.
Format in which they can pay for this. Because, you know, part of this show on a Wednesday is educated to the education, inspiration, empowerment of entrepreneurs
right.
and small business people.
Right.
What better way to be inspired and to be empowered than to take a vacation for you?
Right, exactly.
Because you know
exactly
something,
true.
For people who are in product, even if you close your door for a week, your customers are going to love you for it, because you know, they say, well, Daphne want to rebuild, revitalize to come back and serve us better.
Well, you know, Daphne, also perhaps in this cruise, hopefully, that we set up, it can be a cruise, a learning experience too, because oftentimes people don't know how to not want to connect with everything and everybody for their business. And
mm-hmm.
that's what keeps them 150% busy.
They mm-hmm.
They don't want to miss everything. And they miss everything because they don't take care of themselves. They don't
exactly.
stop and say, I need to take a few moments, a day or two, a week or something for themselves. So what do they do with that time that they're not taking for themselves? They're trying to reach out to everything. Everything
right.
makes them reach out for more of everything. So they're constantly getting more, reaching more, and you get lost in the soup.
Exactly. Because, you know, it was 4th of July when I had some of the most brilliant minds in entrepreneur on a panel on the show.
Mm.
We're talking about what freedom meant for to you as an entrepreneur.
Mm.
And it is so important not to be chasing everything, but
right.
to chase that which adds value to you. But
yes.
we're so busy doing.
Right.
And as you say, you get lost in the soup.
Yep, sure do.
And it is important. We got to know. And listen, we all can get bogged down with that too if we are not walking around with our antennas up.
Right.
We got to know that one of the sweetest words that we can ever use as a business person is the word no. A lot of business people are afraid to say no. Start
well.
Saying it. You don't need to say yes to everything.
Well, Daphne, you're absolutely right. My answer to no is focus.
Mm-hmm.
That's my secret. You have to have a little, my secret is I have a plant. It's a eucalyptus plant, and I have one in my area where I do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, it's human nature to go off your focus, to go off your mission, because there's so many other distractions. But every time that happens, you go focus right back on that little plant or little shoe box or something. And the answer is focus, because if you don't focus, then you're open to all other kind of things, or everything, the world, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're constantly
mm-hmm.
saying yes to things you shouldn't be saying yes to. You
mm-hmm.
should be going right back and say focus.
Exactly.
And
you know,
track.
You know, with the prominence of the internet now,
mm-hmm.
entrepreneur and business people, we need to set ourselves up on there.
Right.
And have a system in place. So when we are not actively being able to make the calls and check in, people can still support what we are doing by accessing us on the internet.
Right.
But some
absolutely
of us still, you know, there are some entrepreneurs who don't even have an email. They
right.
don't have a website. That's
right.
a no-no, because we are no longer only doing business in our local zip code.
Right,
and
true.
That's why
that's
you
true.
Think, you know, a lot of people act as if they are a mom and pop establishment.
Right.
That they can't go. You got to be there. You got to be there.
Right.
And we are doing ourselves an injustice. I have a question for you.
Yes.
At what stage of your business did you decide, I got to start take vacation and nothing is going to stop me from doing so? When did you get that aha moment?
Well, I just started my new business. It's called The Sister Group, and it's a confirmation for health and wellness, and it's a wealth-building organization. So I had to, in developing all of the pieces, In developing all the pieces, when all the pieces are together, then you can stop and say, okay, these things are together, these pieces are together, and now that's part A.
Mm-hmm.
Now part B is launching it to make it work. So before you go launch, or before I launch, I'm going to take a few days off to refresh.
Mm-hmm.
Because in putting all the pieces together, it takes a lot of energy and organization and all these. But once you have all the pieces to the puzzle in part A in place,
mm-hmm.
that's why the business plan is extremely important. Can't miss a cent from the business plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because the business plan keeps you in focus. It keeps you in part A. And now, if part A is complete, I can say, okay, I need to refresh. I need to take 3 days away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to do. Come back and jump on top. Because you need to have that. I have a friend who every time I call him, he's looking for new business. He can't come to New York. He can't do this. His name is Cant, C-A-N-T, Cant.
Mm.
So how you enjoy what you do if you can't take a few moments out to walk on the beach,
mm.
to look at the skies and look at the clouds, to smell the fresh air. So,
right.
the business, what kind of value are you working on if you can't take those moments out, which are
That's
part
right.
of your building process?
That's right. Because even when you were clocking in 9 to 5,
mm-hmm.
the beginning of the year, there's always a roster that comes into us when you're taking vacation.
Right.
And yet you start to work for yourself, and mm. you're not taking any vacation.
You never take a vacation.
Yes.
That's so
you
true.
Mentioned...
Well, because we're nervous. We're scared that we're going to miss something. We're scared
yes.
that we have to pay a bill. We're scared, you know, and that's not why you're in business, to be scared mm. of every little thing. So you need
you
the refresh time. Yeah.
You mentioned about your present business, but
mm-hmm.
let's go back to when you had other business. Were you that disciplined about taking the vacation time?
No, I wasn't, because you had to, because as you grow, as you mentioned, I had a different business earlier, mm-hmm. and I was the cook and the chief and the bottle washer.
That's right.
And
that's right.
That's what you remain to be, because
that's
you
right.
you don't find time to even find somebody to help you find somebody.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
So maybe the message to me was, maybe that's not the business for me.
And the important thing I
yeah.
want the listeners to learn from what you just said,
mm-hmm.
not only did you change business, you changed habits and
right.
attitude.
You learned
the lesson. You
right.
learned what need to work for you.
Right.
It was
right.
not just the industry that you were in.
Right.
It was
right.
your attitude
right.
and practices to what you were doing.
Absolutely.
And this is what I want the listeners to understand. And this is why it was so important to be reading that piece, to hear about people can change.
Right.
But in order for that to take place, you got to be motivated to change, because motivation is an inside job.
Right. True.
I will do my best to inspire you on this show, but the motivation is going to be up to you.
Right. True. That's true. That's true. That's true. But I think, you know, but I think too, people need, they need to be, you're doing a wonderful job as a life coach and an inspiration. And people need this because people or entrepreneurs need this because maybe the businesses that they're in, that they're up to their neck in trying to make it better, maybe it's not the right business. That's why you have to take a moment out, go back and look, do assessment. I think assessment is a key component to the development of anything. Do that weekly assessment, people that you met. How did they affect your attitude and your decisions? Very, very important. And you'll find, I found, that negative responses are not always negative. Negative responses are positive because it's the lesson. Helps you make the decisions.
That's right. And, you know, every lesson is so valuable, maybe not at this moment, because there's something that you probably say today that was not received. However, somebody might come back and listen to this episode 6 months down the road, and bang, there is the answer for them.
Right.
But
if
we don't slow ourselves down and to learn the lessons from the experiences in life.
Right.
Again, that's why the vacation time is important.
Exactly.
You know, a few weeks ago, I went to a resort with a friend up in Massachusetts.
Right.
And she went to walk, and I was in the pool. And I strike up a conversation with a woman who entered the pool from Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a nurse, not practicing as a nurse, but she was put in an administrative position at an assisted living place.
Right.
And I learned so much by talking to that lady, because she was telling me certain questions that she mandatorily has to ask people who are in their 80s, 80 plus, even 90. She had one lady who came in, she was 103.
Wow.
Her caretaker was her 80-something-year-old son.
Wow.
Who got ill and was in the hospital. So they put her in the in that assisted living place.
Right.
She said to me, the woman lasted 3 months. She came in there and no medication, optimum health. After that interview and everything, and they put her on, I think she says, 8 different medications.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Remember, the woman came in there and no medication and was doing well.
Right. Right.
And she said, with tears in her eyes, she was telling me, the week before the woman passed, when she went to visit with her and to go over the paperwork and things again, the woman looked her in the eyes and said, I'd rather dying than live in this condition here and go through this.
Right.
And when she said it to me, I welled up to tears came in my eyes, and I said, the power of our decision.
Right.
The power of our decision.
Yep, you're right.
And you know, that's why as entrepreneurs, we need to have our plan in action and make sure that we end up with the lifestyle that we deserve.
Exactly. We have to, you know, we as entrepreneurs, we're sort of out there and we sort of, you know, independent and all, but we still go through the same rigors that everybody else goes through. We need love, affection, attention.
Oh, yes.
We need all those wonderful
very
things.
Important. Balanced life. I just need to take a quick commercial break and When we come back, I want us to pick up right at the balanced life and relationships and all that, because that's important.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
You know, I thank you, Sandy, for what the last point you just brought up, because that is so important. And I don't want to label it as a struggle for me. However, that's an area that I need to focus more on. And I have been single. I've been divorced since 1985. And I have been single since then. And I look up and I said, I'm doing so much, yet my life is not balanced. And that's an area of my life that I continue to work on. How do you balance that part of your life? I mean, how do you keep focus on that?
Well, I think that you have to either make that a priority or it's not a priority.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like your business. If you're in business and your priority to make it a global business, you do the things that it takes to get it to be a global successful business. And it's the same thing that, in my point of view,
mm-hmm.
when you're developing this other relationship, love, balanced relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of the entrepreneurs love their business so much they don't need any other kind of love.
Mm.
Or the hug and a squeeze at night or
mm.
But you see, that's all part of the networking, the meeting people. You have to also be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
What are you bringing to this relationship? What are you bringing mm-hmm. to your business?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the business plan. When you set your business plan up, you need all of these components to make it a successful business plan to present to
mm-hmm.
either the banker or to another partner or to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. If you're a person who wants to build some kind of romantic relationship with somebody, what are you bringing as part of the business plan? Are you bringing intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
Are you bringing problems? Are you bringing whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
But you're bringing something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's funny. But you also, that's what you're looking for, somebody that's bringing intelligence or what
mm-hmm.
kind of baggage. And oftentimes everybody is so tight with trying to accomplish these goals, nobody's interested. They drown under the sea of either their business or
mm.
their other
mm.
things, and they never come up for a breath of air. Then
oh,
when they come
God.
Up, they expect the wonderful things to happen. It doesn't happen that way. Just like a business
right.
plan. It doesn't happen.
You are so right, because, you know, I have a lot of male friends, and they say to me, the reason why you're not dating and everything, because you look... They say I look married. I say, what do you mean I look married? They say, because you look responsible, so the men not saying anything to you because they think you're married. So I quickly hold both my hands up. I said, do you see a ring on my finger? They said, no. But we men, we don't look for the ring. We just look at you.
Right.
And they said, you are an attractive, successful married woman. That's what you look like.
Right. So what we have to do is we have to figure out what that presentation is.
But none of them is telling me how to change it. They're
well,
telling
they
me what they see, but they're not telling me how I can fix that.
They pay for it.
I'm glad you're laughing. I hope the other listeners are laughing too when they hear it.
Yes.
But it's interesting.
You know, Daphne, I didn't mean to cut you off, but before we leave, I just wanted to mention that I think we as women have to lighten up. We have to be more funny. We have to be like life. We have to, like, you know, we just have to get that
life,
funny spirit going.
Free.
Things
we have
funny.
Free
Some
ourselves.
People never smile. Some people, you never see their teeth. They That's never smile.
True. That's true.
You don't know if they have teeth. They
That's right.
Teeth.
That's right. Oh, my God. That's right.
So you have to begin with a wonderful personality and try to develop that. That attracts people, conversation, and that develops from there. Are you there? Are we cut off? We're gone. Okay.
Okay, I don't know if my last caller is still listening. We had some Skype issue, so I hope she is listening and can call back in, because we were just about to touch on a very important thing. So I am going to try and call her. So let me see if I can get her. 1, 3, 4, 7, 8, 0, 4, 2, 4, 0, 8. So let us call her and see what happens.
Hello.
Yes, we got disconnected. There was some Skype issue.
Hold on. Let me call you right back, please. Okay. Yes, we did. I thought it was the end of the show.
Yes, I want to welcome guest 1, 2, 3, 7 to the show. So let's we were talking about relationship, and then you said something I could hear, and then the next thing the call was dropped. So I'm thankful that we are on. We have another 14 minutes remaining. So what was the point you were making when you said that I can't hear her?
Okay. I think we're talking about developing love and affection relationships, and we're not, and nobody really sees us as women that are eligible to have a romance, because we look married and satisfied and happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the other thing we as women need to, or those who are single or engulfed in business and want to have this relationship with someone. I mean, they also have to, we were talking about being happy and having a personality that attracts
people. Yes.
And we were talking that oftentimes we don't see people smiling. You don't even know if they have teeth. Remember, we were laughing about
that. Exactly. It's like they're mad. It's like they're mad with the world. They wake up first thing in the morning and they are so angry. It's just important. So, you know, all of us, and nobody, none of us has arrived. All of us have to take inventory.
Right.
And You're probably listening and asking, what has that got to do with vacation time? Well, these are the same things that we are discussing now are some of the things that preventing us from going vacation. To be honest,
absolutely.
As entrepreneurs, because it's a total package. We all need to continue to work on ourselves, not only our business.
Right.
Work on ourselves.
Right. Right.
And
right.
For me, I know what it needs to work. I do all the investment in my intellectual capital, but am I doing any investment in my romantic capital?
Well, I don't know. You have to start someplace.
Doing that. So I want to welcome guest 1248 to the show. And we have 11 minutes, so if you want to weigh in on the conversation, You can call in 646-915-8166. As an entrepreneur, do you think that vacation is important? And are you taking vacation as an entrepreneur? You know, as an entrepreneur, are you living a balanced life? You know, spiritually, emotionally, romantically, all of that. It is important. It all comes together in our success package. So we have 11 minutes remaining. I want to thank you for calling, Sandy. And what would your closing thoughts be today?
Well, I think the closing thoughts are you and I will collaborate on this networking cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe on this networking cruise, we can talk about smile more, how to network. Maybe we just don't even know how to network and be friendly without being engulfed with some serious relationship. We have to build friendship too.
Exactly. Very important, because they say your network will determine your
network. Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to collaborating with you for a cruise that will happen hopefully next August, which will give people a chance to decide and plan and put a dollar down, a dollar a week if they're interested.
Yeah.
Have fun, network, enjoy your business. I think we don't enjoy our business. We're so busy trying to make it, we don't enjoy it.
Oh, yes. We need to start work on that now so people have time to put their plan into action. Because,
absolutely.
You know, I have, what is it now, five? I have five more months to get this married woman image off of me. I got to get something going here.
Maybe the other women in your network need to send you a photo to see if they have the married woman look. Maybe that's a good network. That's something we need to do. Do we have the married woman look?
Yeah. Oh, I would.
What kind of look do we have? How do you assess what kind of look we have?
I have.
That would be great.
To my male friends, because they're the ones who are telling me. Because every time I ask them, so when are you all going to introduce me to somebody? Or hook me up with somebody, and they said, no, we can hook you up with somebody because you're a successful married woman image. That's what you have, and men are not attracted to that.
We have to work on that. That's a wonderful plan. In closing, listen, that's a wonderful plan because it as we collaborate to do this cruise next year, then all of the married women look this year will show up next year with the new look.
You know, a friend of
mine...
That's
my closing thought.
Yeah, a friend of mine said to me in church Sunday, he said to his wife, doesn't she look healthy and happy? And I said, I said to him, that is such an amazing compliment to give me, because nobody has ever given me the double H's like that, you know?
Healthy.
To be healthy and happy, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. But you don't know if he interpreted it that way. He might have meant married and happy. You don't know how
he was not. He was not one of those friends. He and I never had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's different people, but... you know, I hadn't seen him in a few months, and then I saw his wife, and then we waited and went over, and he said to her, he said, how is everything with you? How is everything going? I said, wonderful. And he looked at his wife and said, doesn't she look healthy and happy? And I said, thanks, because it was a good compliment. Because you know, sometimes as entrepreneurs, we can look so stressed out too, you know?
That's right.
Yes, and health is always a good thing, and we have to keep focus on that. That's why I'm so cautious when I open my mouth, what goes in and what come out. So what I'm swallowing is very important to me, and the words and whatever statement comes out of my mouth, I focus that it is something that adds value.
Absolutely.
But I don't want to be tearing anybody down and hinder my progress as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Daphne, in closing, I think there's so many of us who need this life coaching expertise that you have, because
yes,
we don't mirror ourselves. We don't see how many people that don't have mirrors in their home that just see from the top of their head to the chin.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't see the rest of who they are.
Yes, I'm setting up to do some 5-week group session, and I'm praying that people will take advantage of that, because it is well needed. And as entrepreneurs,
absolutely,
we need to stop saying we don't have the money to do this, and we need
to create
let things happen for us. So I'm just praying that people will take advantage of that when I launch them.
Oh, good. They will.
I am committed to doing my best, and I learn from each and every one every week on this show, and I'm praying that they learn to guest 1248 and 1263 and 1237. Please grab the archive and listen to it, because I think it will really add value to you. And I want to encourage you all to stop by the page and write a little comments, write some remarks there, and let me know what the show is doing for you. Encourage and share the link with others. Let them listen. Put it on your social media platform so that people can gain access to the same information that you are gaining access from.
Right.
I thank each and every one of you for listening, whether you're listening in the chat room or you call in or you're listening at work on your computer. It is my duty to keep you inspired, informed, and educated. And I know that the end result is that you will be totally empowered. This is Dynamic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, saying so long, and I will see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And remember, if you know of a story or anyone who has a story about dealing with adversities and the lessons that they have learned from their adversities, please ask them to contact me, because I would love to talk with them. Have a blessed rest of the week, Sandy, and all of you, stay encouraged and stay empowered. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Daphne. Thank
You're
you
very next. Welcome. I'll talk with you
Bye.
Soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And the plan you have for me. grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
Is it Regina there? She's the one who did it. Ask her. Yes. Wow. I faxed it over the same day when I told her I was faxing it. And somebody called back and said, did somebody call back? I sent an email that they had my fax and it was, they were processing. And I didn't get a shipment. That's why I called back. What day this was? Because the place I went and faxed it, I don't get confirmation back. The bus pass and 4 complimentary. The order came to 1650. Virginia and I work it out on the phone, and all I needed to do was to fax the form with the credit card, which I did. I did that over a week ago. I don't have a fax. I have to leave to go into another town to use a fax. My schedule does not allow me to do that today. No, I don't. I have an email. I don't have a scanner. This is just downright crazy. But why somebody send a message that? Let me see if I have this email that somebody sent and said my order is being processed. If it's not an email, they left me a message. Because it was not from Virginia. It was from somebody else. Because I left a message asking Virginia if she received the fax. And somebody called me back and said they receive it and it's being processed.
You've got mail.
I'm getting ready to go to Boston tomorrow. I have a food schedule. I have people I have to see. I don't have time to go down to that place to fax anything. The 23rd. Let me look here and see if I see this email here. That's why I just like to deal with one person, because every time somebody else does something stupid. I'm looking through my old email here to see, because I know it's either a voice message or an email I got to acknowledge receipt of it. Ah, Jesus. Oh, where is it now? What am I looking in? Old email. God, the same day I faxed it, I faxed Statue of Liberty order the same day. And Statue of Liberty, I got their tickets. I went there already. I didn't hear anything from Six Flags again, because I didn't want them to bring the ticket here and I'm not here. All right, Six Flags. S-I-X. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, I can't even find the mail. Maybe it was a voicemail. I don't know. And I deleted all my voicemail. No, because when I do that, I have to be paying for the bus parking twice. Because the bus comes in the park before I pick up the ticket at the window, and the okay, because last time I end up losing $20. All right, so this was from Virginia, the 12th. Hold on a minute here. I guess this was when she sent me the form, the 12th. Let me see something here. Thank you for your interest in Six Flags. For your group, attach is the information and order form you requested. Okay, so this is just the form. I need to find just... Jesus. And you're looking correctly for the ECI, eChange Cultural International? Because on the order form, I didn't even spell it out. I put ECI. Well, type my name and see if anything comes up. Daphne Clark Hudson. So the order for the 60 that Virginia did, she didn't put it in the system? What did she say she did? Because she worked it out and told me how much I need to order 60 tickets and get 4 and what it is. She did not put it in the system? No, that's not my contention. That's not my point. I am saying the numbers she work out with me is not in the system either. No, you can ask her that. How am I going to know? I just know what she said to me on the phone. I don't know. Ask her that. If she's there, just ask her, because maybe that will solve the problem. I don't know. I just know she worked out and told me what I needed, and the next step was for me to fax the form in for them to process the payment. Jesus. What's your email? Or should I just send it back to Virginia's email address? And I'm not here tomorrow. I'm in Boston all day, so I don't want them turn up here with the... Hold on a minute. What is your email address, please? J-N-E-R-O at sst.com. Recorder. All right, so what do you want me to write on it now? Hold on. Date, July, J-U-L-Y, 23rd. July 23rd. Number. N-U-M-B-E, number of T-I-C-K-E-T-S, number of tickets, 60, complimentary, C-O-M-P, L-I-N-E-N-T-A-R-Y, complimentary tickets, T-I-C-K, yes, complimentary tickets. Four is with 60, right? Four, bus park, B-U-S, bus, P-A-R-K, bus, P. A-R-K, bus park. Bus park, $20. $20. What else is there? What else? Can I give you part of the number and type the rest? I just don't want to put all my numbers on the thing. Why don't I do that? Because, all right, I'm going to give you the number, and I will type the expiration in the email and the security code.
Okay.
All right? Let me know when you're ready. 4361-7200-329-3683. And I'm typing. Repeat it for me, please. 4361-7200-329-3683. All right. So I'm not saying what this number is in the email. I am just writing it, and you're going to know it's the expiration, okay? I'm not putting that it's expiration. It's 1214, so I just put 1214, and underneath it, I am putting 882. That's the number on the back. And I'm sending it right now, so let me know you get it. All right, I sent it already. Oh, I didn't tell you the name. Oh, you have the name of the group already, anyhow. I rather them being shipped, and if I need extra, I can pick them up when I come. I can pick them up at the same cost. So I rather them being shipped. When are you gonna ship it? Oh wait. Did you get it yet? Maybe you need to refresh or look in your spam. It's from Dynamic Daphne at AOL.com. All right, so I'm going. Yeah, so Friday or Saturday is the only day you can ship it. Because Monday is when I come. Yeah, I'm not here tomorrow. I'm in Boston.
Okay, but you're here the other day?
I'm here Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
On which address do you have in the system? Please. Extension. Yes. Yes, that's where I want. I don't want them shipping to my office because I'm home. Yes. So Friday and Saturday are the only days it can come because I'm not here tomorrow. Oh, man. Did you refresh your computer? That's not good. Message sent. J-N-E-R-O. Hold on a minute, please. Oh, I don't know who that is. I don't want to be bothered with that. You said order sent. J-N-E-R-O. How do I see? I'm seeing your name, but I'm not seeing your email address. God, that's what I typed. Let me do it again. J-N-E-R-O at 6-S S-S R-S-F. Okay, I did it wrong. Is Six Flags TeamPark.com. Okay, that's why you didn't get it. So it's a good thing we didn't have the number in there, and that's something. So it's sftp.com. All right, I apologize. I'm glad. All right, I'm sending sent again. Let's see what happened now. Good. All right, good. Thank you. Yes. Okay. I'm not here tomorrow. Remember, I'm going to Boston. I can give you my cell phone. This is not my cell phone. 203-885-5093. All right, thank you. Yeah, it has to be, you know. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Hi, good morning. Good afternoon. May I speak to Lawrence, please? Hi, this is Daphne. Morning. Pardon me? Yeah, I told you I was on a radio show. My radio show goes from 10 until 12. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. July 23rd. 26th, we go back to New York. Monday. Yeah, Monday. Oh, Lisa told me already. Lisa already sent me an email about that. Yes, yeah. I don't mind. You're gonna give them her ticket? Okay, that's not a problem. Host families are welcome on the trip. It's just people who don't host can't go. So that's not a problem. But hold on, because if Jenna wants to get ticket for the other daughter to go, I have seats because some of the host families who are kind of closer to Six Flags than to the drop-off point, they are driving there. So I have some seats. So if Jenna wants to give you $27 for me to, yes, I can pick up a ticket for her when I go at the window. Because yeah, to go. Yeah, because what the big one working and then the other ones are just at home. No, no, no. They are good girls. I had them on trip. I had them on trip last year and they behaved themselves. So. Okay, well, that's fine. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Richards. Hold on a minute. Richards. Who is Richards now? No. Annabelle? Not Richards. You mean son? Steward. No, you calling her. No, you calling her wrong name like me. Okay, yes, yes. Right, yeah. Steward, yes. Who is Andrea? Yeah, I have so much of them. What's her last name? That's Andrea's last name? Hold on a minute. Oh no, that's Alice. That's Alice I'm looking at. Give me a minute. I'm looking at the wrong person. Lord Jesus. No, no, that's all right. I have all this stuff in my hand. Andrea. Why did I drop that off? Andrea. Oh, Castillo. Oh, that's the one. We did a lot of different names. I know. They have different names. Some the mother have different name from the children, and no wonder I can't know who's who. So what is she now saying? To do what? Come over to do what? Hold on. Let me find this paper. Because I am tired of the drama. I need to get on the phone to make calls to do what I have to do. I don't have time for her and all the drama. How Castillo family is going to invite somebody to come over to live with them? This don't make no sense. Anna McNeil. Why can't I find... Oh. Wait a minute. What's her name? Anna... Castillo need. I'm trying to find the paperwork so I can have the phone number in front of me. This is Morales. That's Morales. I know. This is Sale.
therapist. This is Stewart. That's her. This is Lopez.
You have... Okay. All right now. These people have no room. The father said to me at Statue of Liberty that Andrea is the man that you remember when the man came on the bus late at the South Street Seaport, when I said to put the baby in his lap and let the man sit down. That's the family. The man came to me at Ellis Island and said to me that Andrea asked him if her friend can come over because she's not happy. I said, where are you going to put her? You don't have any room. He said he's just saying it to me because Andrea asked him. So now what they tell me, Stuart, that the Castello family invite her to come over? That's what she said to you? Okay, because the man, No, that's right. Why is she putting you to do that? Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I know, because that's why I said to her yesterday, please send what you're saying in email, because you get on the phone with her, and you spend so much time when you have something more important to attend to. You know, I'm yet to receive an email from her. Just hold on a minute, please. Hold on a minute, please, Lawrence. Hello, good afternoon. I don't know. You know, people have no patience. The phone ring one time, and I don't switch over, and they hang up. Oh, they will call back if it's important. Yeah, if it's important, they will call me back. Okay. But that is... Jesus Christ. All right, so what do you want me to do now? No. I know, didn't I tell you she's anxious? Didn't I tell you that I detect some anxiety with her? Every family that I put a child in, my first encounter with them is through the schools, right? Then I go to their homes to do the home visit. Mrs. Stewart is not the only family in Norwalk. Why hasn't any of the other families said to me that that's a bad area? That's where Lisa and Jackie live in Norwalk too. Nobody else. And nobody says. You mean Annabelle? You mean if Annabelle go and live there, she wouldn't be responsible? Because Andrea already... That... Lord Jesus. Confusing. Let me say something to you. When we had the orientation training, I do a 3.5 hours orientation training. She came late to the training. She came just a little bit before we break for brunch. When we break for brunch, just a little bit before we break for brunch, the people who was there earlier on, I went over and let them do the introduction again to the people who came late. No. They listen. She immediately, when she found out that the girl that Annabelle wanted to be close to was hosted by one of the families who was at the training, she ran over to me. This is going to be trouble. It's going to be problem. It's going to be... I said to her, calm down. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Calm down, I said to her. She said, oh, because the girl that... That my student want to be close to is in Noah. It's right around the corner. It's going to be a problem. I said, what kind of problem it's going to be? She want to be close to her. They are in Norwalk, the same town. What is the problem? And then she calmed down. So from that time, I realized that she was an anxious person. So now why is she trying to instill fear in talking about people being murdered? I didn't hear anything on the news about that. I know. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. So what do you want me to do now pertaining to her? To let the girl live there. Exactly. Exactly. What time? I look after host families and stuff like that. What time are you leaving home? You said you wanted me to call before you leave. What time are you leaving? All right. Let me get on the phone and call her and call you back. All right. This lady, you're welcome. This lady is crazy. Who? Oh, Helen, yeah. Tell her I say hello. Come swim? Yeah, and you're going to swim. Okay, yeah, they're good girls, yeah. All right, let me call this lady and call you back. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye.
This is Daphne. I'm trying to reach Jeannie. Hi, Bill. It's Daphne. I'm trying to reach your wife. Hello, is this Jam Genie? Are you driving or you're stationary? Hello? Okay, good morning. This is Daphne. All right, Lawrence called me and said you called her, asking her to call the Castillo family. What's going on? What mother to take Annabelle? But your mother have children? Where does your mother live? But does your mother have children at home? Right, so she can't take Annabelle. She don't have children. She cannot take Annabelle. I don't understand, because you tell the chaperone too that there is murder, and if Annabelle go over there, you're not responsible. Jenny, calm down. Because that had no place in the conversation. When I meet the families, I first meet the children at school. And I cannot judge a person based on that. I cannot say I'm not going to place a child in a home because you live on a certain street, or because you're a certain culture, or because you work a certain job.
So there's no drugs on your street? I'm asking, there's no drugs on your street? There's no drugs on your street? No, you don't know that. You know there is, you know there is none in your house, but you don't know what happened on your street, Jenny. You know, because we know what takes place in our own homes. We don't know what takes place in somebody else's home. Okay? All right. But anyhow, I don't have a lot of time. I just want to know, because she said you call her, asking her to call the Castillo family. That's not her place to do. So that's why I'm calling you to find out what's the problem. When your husband spoke to me yesterday, he said, if the child want to go visit her friend, the child can go and visit the friend. Has that changed? Because I am so confused right now. I am extremely confused. I am not giving you permission to do anything. You are being hosting her family. You are her host family. And when I spoke to your husband yesterday, he says that if she wants to go visit, somebody can take her to go visit. That's what your husband said to me. So if she wants to go visit, and somebody's going to take her to visit, what is the other issue about murdering and all of that?
I have no problem taking her to visit her friend early in the morning.
But the chaperone is saying that she's going to go early in the morning and somebody pick her up back at 9 o'clock or something. But why does she have to stay there all day? Oh, Jesus. It takes a whole day to drop her there and said you're going to be there 2 hours and then I pick you up back or whatever. Well, Jenny, it's for you to sit the child down, be the parent and said, here is what we are doing today and you go and do what you're going to do. If she does not want to be happy, that's her problem. I'm not asking you to be a bus driver. I'm not asking you to be a chauffeur. But we just need to be consistent in what is happening. That's all I'm saying. So if you have something to do, there is too much conversation that is going on. Too much phone call, too much conversation. So if you say you have to go to New York, when are you going to New York? Here is what we're doing. You go and do what you're doing. Too bad if she's not happy. That's her problem. Because I have to create my own happiness. I cannot create happiness for her. Hold on a minute. What did you say? Jenny, the boat doesn't work. What are you going to do? Are you going to go to buy a new boat to accommodate her? No. The boat doesn't work. It doesn't work. Don't raise your blood pressure over that. The boat don't work. It don't work. If she want to go buy a new boat for you to take her out, tell her to knock herself out. What else are you going to do? This is crazy. Listen, Jenny, you don't need to tell me that. I honestly don't need to know all of that. You do what you have to do, and you don't need to diagnose her. You don't have to be a psychiatrist. You don't have to be a shrink. Just do the activities that you have set to do. What do you mean no input from her? You have to take her where you go. You cannot leave her at home. Well, you tell her, this is what we are doing today, and you go and do what you're doing. She cannot go to your mother. Your mother don't have any children. If she want to go over there for a day's activity with the rest of the grandkids, that's another matter. Your mother cannot host her. Your mother can host a chaperone. She cannot host a child. Okay. Well, listen, you serve her the food. If she don't eat it, that's her problem. You give her a meal, she don't eat it, that's your problem. You cannot do anything about that. You provide the meals. If she don't eat it, that's it. You cannot give her an IV. If she gets herself sick, Jenny, she go to the hospital. I don't know what to tell you. If she gets sick and has to go to the hospital, you call the chaperone to come with the insurance to take her to the hospital. Okay. I can't be bent out of shape and anxious over all what might happen. I can't do that. That's too much drama. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye. Hi, operator. Hello, operator. Lawrence. Yeah. My head is hurting me. I got her hurting, pain. I got her on the phone. And I asked her what's going on.